What's up, y'all, and welcome into the Jack Vita Show. Here we are for the next edition of Deal or No Deal Island Insiders. I'm joined by my co-host, Miranda Rose Harrison.
Hi, Jack Vita. Thank you for having me again. Again, this is my favorite part of the day and now week.
I like that. I like that. And we've got some tea here, so cheers. It's iced tea time. It's iced tea time.
We're going to get that on track.
We need Rob singing it. Okay, so yeah. Today we're going to welcome in somebody who we have not had on yet. And this is the fourth week that we've done this, I think. So let's see. I think this is maybe the fifth time we've done this. The first time was you and Kim, and that was before we created Insiders. You guys were filling in for Brooke. Then the next week we did Stephanie. Then the next week we had Dawson. Last week we spoke with Amy. Yeah. And now we got the last member of the Night Owls joining us. So why don't you give them a nice warm introduction?
Well, unless you want to say Stephanie's not a Night Owl. But we will tell you right now, the Night Owl, also known as the Head Nightmaster Owl, my tent mate, tent three. Let's bring out Nick. Nicky G, let's come on. Come on, Witty.
Wick, Nick, Grasso. Welcome to the show, my fellow Italian.
Hey, Jack, how you doing, my paisan? Miranda.
Brother, cheers.
Good to see you again. And it's Headmaster Owl.
Speaking of the Italian thing, was there any kind of, did it feel like you were going up against a mob boss with Rob? And did you feel like you were a mobster in some regards?
That, you know what? It's funny you say that, because me and Rob, we would just always hang out on the island and just resonate with each other because of like our Italian heritage. So we would just be talking about our grandfathers, you know, just blue collar work, just like just from the old country, and just always laugh about that. Like, oh, some of the meals were like, oh, God forbid we showed our grandmother this meal. So it kind of felt like we had a little sit-down dinner.
I heard that a lot, too.
Yeah. So me and Rob were kind of the taste testers of the group. You know, I definitely had my full good share of the food, and Rob as well. So it kind of did feel like a little mob meeting, me and him all times.
Right. Imagine Rob, Nick, and Dawson, three huge grown men eating. You know, we had little parcels afterwards, but Italians can eat, you know, they need a big meal.
That's for Dawson's sure. Not Italian, though.
Dawson's not Italian.
No, I think Dawson's like a Viking.
Yeah. We talked about his heritage a couple weeks ago. We're talking Italian stuff right now.
Yeah, sorry, Miranda, come on.
Sorry.
Me, Jack, Frank, come on.
I'm not Italian. I'll sit this one out.
All right, Goodfellas. Fan of Goodfellas?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? I just finished watching Sopranos for the first time like a year ago. Way behind schedule.
I still need to watch it too.
Way behind schedule, but I loved. I'm so glad I waited, because you know a lot of people watch it when they're younger, and they don't really grasp what's going on. So me, like being older now and knowing like what's happening, like with the Italian families and everything, my own family, you know, it's cool that like, you could resonate with some of the jokes, the stupid little remarks. So it was really cool to watch now, and I'm glad I did.
Let me ask you, here's an important question. I want you to rank these three movies. Goodfellas, Casino, The Departed.
Casino. I think Casino's number one. Oh, wow. Okay, now you're making me go back in time a little bit. I'm going to throw Goodfellas, Departed. I think
that's,
so.
That's a great list.
Final answer.
Have you seen any of these?
Nope.
She's too busy with her pageants.
And yeah, I don't know what any of that is. I mean, the Departed, is that with like Denzel Washington?
No, it's not.
Okay, then no.
Next question, Jack.
I love those picks. I love that you picked Casino. Casino's probably the most underrated of the three.
I agree. That's like, oh my God.
Who's the main character in Casino?
De Niro.
Oh.
Oh. Denzel.
Pesci.
Is it Denzel?
Yeah, Denzel.
Okay. Cool.
All right. What, Miranda, what's the best Denzel movie you've seen?
I don't know what the name is, but I just remember this epic scene, and he's in many movies. I don't know his movies like that. I just like him as an actor. And I don't know if I want to, like, say this on camera, but, like, he, like, someone's yelling at him and telling him to shoot him, and he actually shoots him, and it's, like, an oldie movie. You guys would recognize that at all?
Yeah, is that,
It's, like...
Is that... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got, like, an actor or something, and, like, he walks up outside to the guy, and the guy's like, you're gonna shoot me.
Oh, yeah.
Shoots him, and I go, oh, crap. And I continue to watch that whole movie, and I can't remember what it was, but that's when I was like, wow.
Training Day.
I don't know.
Is it Training Day?
American Gangster, that's what it is, yes.
Boom. That's good.
Benzel has a lot of great movies. I'm so happy this is how we opened up this podcast today.
Right. That's
So you and Rob were in with each other at the start, right? This is how it went. You guys were like thick as thieves, and then you turned on him at one point.
So coming on the island, you obviously don't know anybody, you know. I got roomed with Miranda, Amy, and Branson. So right away, we kind of like had a little bond, but it was still day one, you know. So we still feeling each other out. Then we're just all hanging out on the beach, on the pavilion. So now everybody just like starts like forming their own little cliques, you know. The girls go together, me and the guys go together. So now we're just talking, and now me and Rob are having a lot more in common than, you know, Dawson, who's a Viking, and then I got the Italian roots with Rob, you know, and Aaron is coming into the conversation. So, and then Jameel, and then Branson was just frantic all over the place. So he was, you know, but he was still a roommate of mine. So we still were close together that way also. So I really started a nice connection with Rob and even Aaron, because it was just us three talking and Jameel. And then I had the 10 mates. So it was kind of like a good and bad, good versus evil.
Yeah. And I remember our conversation. You know, me and Amy, after a while, started to see how Rob and Nick kind of got along, and it was kind of like a natural thing. They didn't try hard. So we would tell him, you know, during the day, we would disperse. And at nighttime, you know, Nick would come back and he would give us all the intel of what he found out about Rob and stuff like that. So, and we tried not to be shown as close on camera because we didn't want it to be seen. But yeah, that was also one of the reasons. I don't know if Nick was like going off rail there a little bit, but.
No. So, you know, it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the moment that kind of derailed me from being aligned with Rob and Aaron, was when they actually, the challenge where you, Miranda, got sent into Temple against the banker. When they, you know, little blindside there. So, and I was not notified of this. So that was kind of the turning point of everything.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, I knew I couldn't really trust them fully to like inform me of all their moves going forward.
And that's, so basically you were Matt Damon in The Departed. You were in with the Rob mob, but you were actually trying to take him out.
Yeah, basically. I like that. Oh, look where we're going here. I like this.
You know,
DiCaprio.
Like,
sorry, DiCaprio. DiCaprio was.
Yeah, we would try to disperse from each other. You know, Amy would go and speak to whoever, and I would
myself just, most of the time.
Right.
Nick was actually an undercover cop the whole time.
She'd be a great one. Oh, who? Nick or Amy?
Nick. Nick was undercover. Nick.
Well, yeah, he was. I mean,
I don't think Amy would be a good undercover cop. Let's be honest.
Amy would be like, what'd you say?
I think cup is blowing after the first hour.
With the car.
Come on now.
Man.
So did the Boston, New York thing ever come up with Rob?
Yeah, we joked about it, you know. But, you know, I'm not a big baseball guy. So it kind of, we could look over that. You know, I don't really, you know, Yankees, Red Sox, it really didn't mean much to me. But, you know, you got the Celtics. I'm a baseball guy, Celtics, Knicks. We might be looking at this in the finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals coming up soon. Knock on wood. So then we're gonna have an issue. But other than that, we look past. You know, we're joking. We want a good pizza at the end of the day.
If we get Knicks Celtics, I really hope that we get like you guys sitting courtside, and it's like, look at that, it's Boston Rob and Nick from Deal or No Deal Island.
That would be great.
Shout out to Prague. Yeah, I want to go.
If anybody can make it out,
go ahead. What were you going to say?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. It'll come back around.
Okay, so you guys, the rivalry had nothing to do with Boston, New York.
Nah.
Secretly.
You guys, though, at a certain point, did it become clear that you were the two best competitors by a wide margin?
Yeah, not to like, you know, I don't want to say like the rest of the competitors weren't up to par, like they weren't on our level. But when you're looking at physical challenges, you're looking around. I mean, you have Dawson, but then Dawson, he proved that he would limit himself if there was a snake in the way, if there was something that he found like a little yucky, he didn't want to do it. You know,
he'll take bottles for sure fast. So
that was definitely, that came to fruition, especially like the challenge that I won. I think it was episode 8. I think that's really when the tides turned for like, all right, now it's just me or you. And then, you know, we'll see what happens if one of us is in the hot seat and one of us is controlling it.
Miranda looked like she had some thoughts about the hierarchy.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that look.
Right. I'm sorry. No, I'm of course not. Let men be men, right?
That's what you got to do. Hey, listen, you stay out of the way, you're going to keep going. We're going to keep going at each other. You'll be fine.
Oh, I want everyone to know, because this is absolutely crazy. Going up that tree, then the second challenge, how me, Nick, and Alyssa both got the personal offer. Nick did not get the personal offer the first time going up that tree. He actually had to climb up the tree. How many times?
I had to go up twice. I gave Steph the first 5 arrows. I wanted her to shoot for the 1.5. I was going for the top spot.
Right.
She fumbled at the last arrow, and I was like, got to go back up there.
He's like, might as well get some money while I'm here.
Might as well, because that was tough. The second time was very tough.
I don't think I pushed myself so hard to get up that tree, and I heard Amy in the background yelling my name, and that actually helped me go up further. And when I found out he went up twice, I was like, there's just no way. Like, even if I wanted to, it was very excruciating.
Yeah. To even go up once, I give you guys credit, cause that you guys killed it. But I was going up, I got the first 5. I was like, I think I'm done. Let's go, Steph, please God.
And I had my work boots. So what I was doing up there is I have my work boots, my work pants, and I was like flailing. I had to take the ropes. What was it? To the twines. I think that's what they call it. And I was wrapping my foot around it just to stay in place. And I was like, man, there's no way I'm not getting that personal offer. I might as well just die up here.
True.
It was a very fun challenge.
Nick, Miranda was a really good competitor too, right? I mean, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about Miranda was the strongest girl there.
No, she said that.
I honestly could definitely agree with that.
She said you were one of the two. I don't remember who the second was.
No, I'm pretty strong. I could
definitely agree with that, and I will give props to Alyssa in that aspect as well. She was a very strong. Her and Miranda made it up the tree. The only two females, honestly, the only two other besides me to make it up the tree. So, yeah. But I would give Miranda the edge for sure. She was running through the forest. She's not scared of bugs. I was scared of bugs and all those. She gets the edge up on me on that.
Yeah, I really do wish I would have at least been able to compete in those challenges, even if it wasn't for money. Being able to push yourself, like being in the swamp, I grew up doing that in the mangroves across the street on the islands. Like, I was in those swamps, and like, so to me, I'm like, oh god, that just would have been so crazy to challenge myself. And Nick, that was you, and you got what, immunity? Because
which one?
Walking through the swamps.
Oh, with the ropes and all that? Yeah, no, I love that one.
You walk through the swamps in New York City, huh?
I guess that's what you could call it.
You made it look easy, I'll say that. And you know what? I'll give props to Aaron, because I have felt that level of defeat before in life. And for him to just push forward and kind of still have kind of like a, you know, good attitude, props to him.
Yeah.
You're off the show now. What'd you think of the episode last night?
Not going to lie to you, Jack. This is the first week I was off the show, and it sucked.
Yeah.
It sucked. So, like, you kind of get a little bitter, but at the same time, you can't be a sole loser, you know? So you're watching it, and then you become a fan. Now you're saying what other people in the comments and who are watching are saying. Why didn't they do this? They should have did this. I would have done that. You don't know what you're going to do until you're there in that moment with the adrenaline rushing through your body. You have a split second to make a life-changing decision. So it's funny to put yourself in that position after knowing what it's like literally the week before. So it was like a little self-realization moment, you know, like, wow.
FOMO. He's suffering through FOMO.
Here, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely FOMO. And I'm like,
for like, you know, a couple weeks.
Damn, that, I would have did this. I would have did that. But, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And then now here we are watching as fans. And it's still a great show. It's still an amazing show. Always tuned in every Monday night. And can't wait to see who pulls out with the victory.
Right. The banker should be, you know, unveiled soon, which is very exciting.
Yeah, everybody has
opinions on who banker may be. And I'm excited.
Who do you think it is, Jack, the banker?
Howie Mandel.
What?
Got to be Howie.
Why?
But
we did a
whole segment on this where it was like wrong answers only for who's the banker. So it was like William Shatner or like, you know, who would play a good banker in a movie? We're like, you know, mentioned Matt Damon.
I think like Will Ferrell will play a good banker. I think he could. He could really embody the angry boss mode, but then still be hilarious at the same time, you know?
You know, yeah. I think Johnny Knoxville would be funny.
Johnny Knoxville. All right.
Yeah.
Brooke said, what if it's Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor?
Wow. Then they're really pulling out the big money to
Miranda suggested Trump.
Well, you know, because whoever it was when I was up there had said something to Joe saying, like, hey, stop flirting with Joe. And we all know that I obviously wasn't, but that to me, in my mind, I'm like, is it a girl? You know, like, it could be a girl banker.
Who, what girl? What girl would it be?
They've had girl bankers before, by the way, on Deal or No Deal.
What girl would it be if you think so?
Sophia. No, just kidding.
No, because he said... It sounded like the banker was jealous of Joe that you were flirting with Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. And then that's when you said Donald Trump. Very, very good correlation.
Yeah, then you were like, yeah, it's got to be Trump because Trump loves the ladies.
He does. And he's a billionaire and he loves his antics and messing with people.
What if it's Biden? What if it's RFK Jr.?
I think we're getting too political now.
I'm just trying to be fair and balanced, you know. Fox News, you know.
Right, so, the Post.
This is NBC.
All right, Miranda, let's talk a little bit about last night's episode. Do you think, in your heart of hearts, who do you think Aaron would have taken that shot at if he had beaten the banker, and he has told me who he would have taken his shot at. So
is this based on what I saw last night or based on what I know now?
Based on what you know about Aaron, how the game was going.
Yeah.
You played with him. What did you think he would have done?
There's no way that he would have gotten Boston Rob out. I don't think... I think he was thinking more emotionally because I saw it also with Alyssa that he was thinking more emotionally as well. So I genuinely think in the moment, you know, Boston's going to give him that look and it would have been a moment of Stephanie, you know? So that's how I view it.
I completely agree with you. I was actually speaking with Kim and Dawson before and they thought he was going to shoot for Boston Rob. And I disagree with them. I said, there's no way. Listen, it might have looked that way on camera, but he would have stuck true to his guns. You know, that was his man. And then I think the whole Alyssa situation would have popped up in his head once he like took a deep breath and said, you remember when he said he's going to venture? I think that would, and that would have been the all-time moment. And also the internet would have fried him if he didn't choose Steph to go home over Rob. So I think no question he would have took Steph.
I agree. I mean, I know he wasn't thinking about like getting fried on the internet at the
moment. No, of course not.
and that honestly, nobody thinks about that. We kind of forgot about cameras halfway through the game, but definitely, I genuinely think that he would have gotten Stephanie out in the moment. And then it would have just been him and Boston Rob and then Amy and maybe Jordan.
Yeah, it just made no sense for him to take Rob out because Rob was going to take him to the end.
Yeah.
Regardless of what anybody thinks, why would he not? Even if he's that's his best friend or not, competition-wise, why would he not, you know? And that was his, probably his plan from day one, and then they just became the best of friends. So it made no sense
for him to do otherwise. He said in the exit interview this morning, he's like, it may not have been the best game move, but I would have taken Stephanie out. And I'm like, hold on for a second. Why would that have not been the best game move? Because if you stick with Rob, that's a lot of protection that you have.
Yeah.
And they're all going to be coming for Rob before they come for you. You're going to be outnumbered in the next round. So I didn't really see why it would benefit him, how it would benefit him in that moment to take Rob out. Now, if he could get him out at 3 or even 4, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But in this particular instance where there are 3 women left and Aaron has not, I mean, Joe even made the comment last night to the bank. He said the banker made a comment about you finished in the bottom 2 in basically every challenge. So if you're not doing very well in the competitions, you want somebody who is doing well in the competitions that's going to keep you safe.
Yeah.
That was, I think so. Yeah. So I think he really meant the opposite. Cause like you said, Jack, that was a perfect game move if he would have just took Steph out, because people are still going to gun for Rob and Rob's still going to try to keep him. So he would have basically walked to the finals.
Yeah. But I still think final 2 for Aaron on his part, if he wanted to win, would have been him and Amy. It just would make more sense if him and Amy went to the final 2. If I was Aaron, it would be me and Amy, because then he would have more of a chance to probably beat Amy in the final 2.
Yeah, but we still don't know
that move at final 3 or final 4.
Yeah, we don't know what's coming next week, so that's not the issue, but that's just the game.
That's just
you could, speculate all you want. You just don't know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I feel like if Aaron, I mean, it just would make more. It would Aaron and Jordan teaming up. Or, I don't know. And then I saw that what Amy was starting to kind of get her feel on Stephanie. And have our second thoughts on Stephanie. So what do you think about that, Nick?
I think for Stephanie, I think she let a little paranoia get to her. Like, just even, like, with lying to me for, like I think Jack Meany spoke about this in the recap, that it was just unnecessary because I was choosing Rob no matter what. So she basically lied to me for no reason. So I think she started letting just, you know, you're on an island by yourself with a bunch of strangers, so you let paranoia get to you. So then she just started just rolling, lying about this, lying about that. And then she honestly, I can't even say that she got caught up. She was a steady sailor with that. But she was just at that point lying to everybody. And some of it was, you know, necessary and some of it wasn't. But with Amy, I think, listen, you're better safe than sorry. At least she noticed it, you know. I don't think Steph would have not kept her around till the end because, like we spoke, like why would she not want to face against Amy instead of, you know, I guess Jordan or Rob? When you just look, you're just looking at physicality wise, you know, Amy and Aaron are the 2 smallest competitors, so why would you not want them at the bottom with you in the end? So I don't know. So it's weird to watch now, but I think Steph just got in her head a little bit too much. In reading the Boston Rob handbook. So I think that was a little, that kind of was a negative to her game a little bit, that she read too much into it.
Right. But I will say this, you know, Stephanie, if she has been doing this whole game, you know, you guys just kind of started catching on kind of last minute, you know?
Yeah, no,
I don't think you guys suspected her to do or say or, you know, like every now and out for themselves, or what she just did about you know, when I was watching last episode, I was really thinking, like, you know, Rob did say something about you, but I guess it was just Stephanie kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang.
I was questioning that. I was thinking, like, well, it makes a lot of sense. That's why it's like it was unnecessary for her to do, because
yeah.
it makes the most amount of sense for Rob to target Nick. Like, Nick's the greatest challenge threat to Rob, and therefore the biggest threat, because Rob needs to keep winning in order to stay alive.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's going to go home. So he should want Nick out. So all Stephanie has to say is, like, yeah, I have to think he's targeting you. Like,
yeah, and she honestly, she didn't even have to say it, because
yeah,
I know it. The challenge right before was the swamp challenge. And I literally blew everybody out of the water like 20 minutes before anybody else even came to me. Like, Rob was the next one 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
So they don't, it's not shown the time frames, but I was like that much ahead, that much more ahead of everybody. So you know how the game is. Like, in my head, I'm like, if all I got to worry about is Rob, if I get him out now, what else is there to worry about? And for him, it's like, if he could shoot to take me out. And look, and then you look at like episode one, when he was speaking to Aaron about Branson, how he was the obvious target, Branson. We all know, everybody's talking about Branson. Let's take out Steph. Steph was the obvious target. Steph, we're talking about Steph. Cameras aren't rolling 24/7.
Right.
You know, and they're intense together, you know. Steph's the obvious target. Let's take out Nick. And I would not have been shocked. So to leave that in his hands, I was not going to do that.
Yeah, but also Rob knows about, I think, girl alliances can be very much more stronger than bro alliances. You know, there was a lot of girls.
But the women never, women typically can't stay together.
Yeah, no, I disagree with you.
Back.
Miranda, I completely disagree with you. The first day on the island, we were in the water. We saw all the girls run to the tent. We were all like, they're just going to fall apart on each other. And next thing you know, backstab for Kim, Claudia, Kim,
yeah.
Steph, Alyssa, and then Jordan was just chilling. So
right.
I think you're completely
kind of
wrong about that.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that me and Amy got to room with Nick and Branson, because at first we were kind of trying to get into the tent with the girls, but then Alyssa was like, oh no, they're all taken. And so me and Amy are like looking around like, oh, and then Nick and Branson are like, we have two left. I think it was the last two bunks left.
Yeah.
So, and we all got in there like, oh, where are the
So can you give a little breakdown of who's in what tent for people who don't know?
Yeah. So tent one was the ladies' tent, which was Alyssa, Claudia, Steph, Kim, and Jordan. Tent two was the guy tent, which was Dawson, Rob, Aaron, and Jameel. And tent three was the misfit tent. Me, Miranda, Amy, and Branson. And
mostly just us three, because obviously
just us three, yeah.
I think he lasted like a night.
Yeah,
sadly, because he would have been, like I said, he would have been a good person to have on your side.
It would have been, yeah, because that would have been very cool to watch how he transformed his game, because he wanted Rob out. He knew about that, and I think he would have been with us. So,
right.
It's kind of, but at the same time, at the beginning, you're not thinking of that. You're like, who's the obvious target? Let's make it to day two.
Yeah, day two. I think we made it 1 week, and we were like, oh my gosh, it feels like 2 weeks out here.
Yeah.
So you guys end up in the same tent. What was it like having Nick as a roommate, Miranda?
It wasn't bad. I mean, I have a twin brother, an older brother. I've hung out with guys my whole life. I felt like me and Amy were the ones keeping him up at night sometimes, like just chit-chatting next to each other. He had his little princess, little, what is it called, this mosquito net that they provided all of us. Me and Amy couldn't sleep with it. We just bundled it up. He was like all protected. He would like sleep like this. And then every morning, me and Amy would be like, wake up, Nick. I don't know what she would call you. What does she call you? What
schmuck. She probably, wake up, schmuck.
Yeah, we call him schmuck a lot. But it was really, we had like the best conversations. My abs would hurt from laughing. We'd be up all night. We would, I think Branson didn't even sleep the first night, actually.
Yeah, no, he didn't sleep. He was out and about staring into Amy's eyes as she was.
And a lot, we did talk strategy, but most of the time we were just in there, like, just decompressing for the day, trying to figure out what we're going to do the next day. And just, like, we created such a huge bond, all three of us. And it's like, I wish we would have had, and, you know, Dawson in our tent would have been nice.
Yeah, but that would have been too much space taken up. Branson was gone, so listen, those tents were hot.
Yeah, you want less people in your tent, right?
Yeah, those tents were
hot. They took the beds, too, so it's not like we had, like, an extra bed or anything to throw our stuff on. You know, we just had this empty lot.
Yeah, the first night when Branson got eliminated, I'm like, wow, I'm about to make a queen-size bed right now because we had little twin-size beds. I walk in, I'm like, what the hell happened to this guy's bed? They just
right.
The bed. It was like a little sad. I was like, damn, dude.
And
see
they were
you later.
Side. So like two, so Branson and Nick were on one side, me and Amy were on the other. We each had one fan.
Between the two of us.
Branson left.
Like
Nick
how
got
big are these fans that we're talking about? Oh, little fans.
Like, did you really? No. Like this,
was like this
the head, yeah. The big
one.
Not like one of those window fans, like a
no, like fan. A tabletop.
Yeah. Literally,
thing. So we each had one, and
Branson was gone, and that was all mine. So I was happy
about
it.
We're decent about it. We in our tents too, like right at our window or right at our heads. We had a little window we can open up and have a nice little cross breeze. So we tried.
You made a comment there about how like when Branson was gone, like ooh, a little more space here. So now we know. If Nick had the power early on, Miranda, you were going next. Amy,
heck no.
So he could have a whole tent to
I would have had a palace to myself, 100%. Two fans on me. Come on.
Man, if that was your motive. No, I think he had so many people in line that he would eliminate that I wasn't even his.
And that was the funny part, too, because all the girls were into the tent and kind of like exiled Miranda and Amy. And they had the most people in their tent. And it was hot. Uncomfortable.
That horrible.
And they
some
all hated each other.
Early, some of them didn't. Like, you had to respect the other people. Me and Amy were like, we ain't respecting nobody. No, just kidding.
Yeah, so they set themselves up for failure right there. So I was like, whatever.
It was a blessing. Like, we actually had a lot of room. I did one mistake that I feel so bad for, and Nick already is shaking his head what it is. When on the first challenge, I got my big work boots dunked in the mud. Like dunked, and I've never had that happen before. And they told me that I might need to wear them again. So while we were out of the tents all day, and I didn't think about it, I put my boots up against the fan inside the tent and stunk up the tent so gnarly that it took a little bit for it to go away. Don't know if it really did, but it was pretty bad.
Jack, when I tell you we walked in there, I said, Miranda. Come here. I like had to like scold her. I said, come here.
Did
you put your boots on this fan? She's like, I was trying to dry them. And it smelled like a barn. It was disgusting.
It was
wanted to kick her out day one.
Yeah. But he was cool with it afterwards.
And no choice.
I put him outside the tent from that.
It was either that or sleep in the pavilion with Kim on the bench.
Oh yeah.
I was good on that.
Kim was doing that sometimes. She was sleeping on the pavilion.
No, it's funny though, like going back to Miranda thought about like an all-girl alliance, and it never happens on these shows. It never works. And I like to point to the Abby Carolla had a joke once upon a time, and the joke was like a group of five women, friend group, they all have lunch. Only four show up. What do they talk about for most of the lunch? The one friend that wasn't there. And I imagine that was probably like the five women in that tent was probably.
Yeah, I mean, look at them. They all had an issue with each other. Besides Jordan, really, up until now, at one point or another throughout the season so far.
Well, Alyssa admitted. Hey, sorry, my puppy's happy. Alyssa admitted that she didn't want me in the tent because I was loud. So be it. I was probably loud. I don't know, but it's a good reason not to have me in a tent. For sure. Love that.
And I got stuck with her and probably someone who's even louder. So
we got stuck with him.
Imagine that.
Was there any snoring going on, Nick?
Was anyone?
Was anyone snoring?
No, because we were just talk until someone just passed out. And at that point, it was so late that I was probably the one snoring, honestly. But it was just so hot up until like a certain time of night. You really couldn't sleep. Like, I don't know how Rob just fell asleep at, who knows, like 8 p.m. at some point, some days.
He's a seasoned vet. He's got kids. He's
like, it's like that. It honestly was probably like a getaway from home and just life and Survivor.
Yeah, exactly.
He could just relax, you know?
Everyone was mad at me because I wanted to be there for a vacation. That's funny.
Hey
yeah,
don't
Nick,
shoot the messenger.
What do you think of some of the stuff we saw from Miranda where she was talking about, like, let's talk about what we're grateful for. And she said, like, let's not talk about strategy. What'd you think of that?
I really, at that point, we've been, what was that? I don't know, a couple weeks into the show. So I really know how Miranda is. Like, we're just, me and Amy would literally have to, like, drag her back in sometimes to, like, dude, this is what we're doing here. So when she did that, like, oh, let's talk about this. I was just like, all right, another day with Miranda, you know, just one of those. So I laughed it off. Some people, like, Aaron was a little annoyed, I guess, about that during that episode.
Yeah, because I just moved along, just like Jordan, without
Miranda, please provide context here.
Yeah, I mean, just because, I mean, Jordan's doing the same thing. Aaron, really, and Rob had nothing bad to say. They just was like, she just doesn't have a target on her back. Rob's like, I have a lot to go off of. Aaron's upset that I'm just kind of flying by. But to me, I was like, where does he get that? You know, I was like, maybe it was Alyssa saying stuff to him. Because first he said I was his cards of chaos. And then he wants to call me annoying. So I was like, where do we stand here?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, whoa. I was like, that's a little vicious from big man Aaron.
And Aaron was in that circle of gratitude, by the way. Right? He was in it. He was talking about how he was grateful for his puppy and his girlfriend. Yeah, so I thought that was a little good moment we needed because everybody was so feeling animosity and.
Yeah, and then there's nothing else to do. So how much more can you talk about who we're going to get out, who's going to go against the banker? Because you really, there's not many options and there's not a lot of things to do during that time on the island. So you got to do a little something different.
And that's a big part and why it was hard to talk so much about strategy, because you're there every day. They wake up, talk about strategy. They go to bed talking about strategy. It's like then you talk about it so much, then you start to see them turn on themselves and their own strategy. So
yeah, that's when you start thinking way too much when you don't have to.
Right. Too much
strategy. Nick, seeing the episode when Miranda goes out and she ends up really blowing Aaron's cover. And he said that, he mentioned that. I didn't even ask him about it. He brought it up today in the exit interview, how she blew up his game and revealed a lot. Was that first and foremost, or I should ask, what'd you think of Miranda there where she was going to target Alyssa? Like, did you see any of that coming, or did you not really know where she stood?
No, so 10-3 knew what was going on.
Yeah.
But I didn't know she was going to out him like that at the end. That's where I was like, oh, I was like, all right. My jaw dropped a little bit because I knew what she was going to do because
we were in the tent having to like we were getting ready for it. And I'm like, this is what's going to go happen. I swear to God. And like, they probably hear you in the mic, you know, and that's probably why Joe asked, like, so Miranda, because I was in that mic getting ready. Like, oh man, I'm going to. We're like bending over talking to each other because if they hear us talking, the cameras go straight into the tents and we're trying to get like ready and everything, so it's just chaos.
Yeah, so we knew, but the fact that she did that, that was awesome. I loved it because just to see like everybody just start squirming and it was like sad to see her go, but then to leave like that, it was like, all right.
it was so sad because I was like, oh, I don't have no one to talk
to. But guess what, Jack? More space in the tent for me and Amy.
Yeah, you got your own. Yeah, okay.
Well, I felt like that was something that both the fans and the players, they underestimated Miranda. And so when she did that, it was like, oh, wow, I didn't know she had that cooked up. Like, I didn't know she was capable of doing that.
Yeah,
and
because
it was great.
Yeah, up until then, you know, just through the edit, they're really not showing a lot of characters, you know?
Yeah.
Up until then, only like, what, two or three characters are being shown on the whole season so far. So to see her make a big splash like that, unfortunately, it was the end of her run. But yeah. At least she left with something memorable, you know, and something big that changed the course of the game. So it was very cool.
Appreciate that. Nicest things he said to me so far.
That's about it.
No, but it was so sad. I was seeing Amy cry, and I was trying to, you know, because in the moment it was not only a game, but I was actually doing my own Deal or No Deal game, like the original show. So it was really an honor, but it was super sad to see you guys go. And I had to go sequester myself until the next person came along. And
you got some money, so
I did. I did, yeah. That's a blessing, because who left that without money?
So far,
Branson
and Jamil and Claudia.
Claudia, Aaron.
So what about Aaron?
And Aaron
left with no money. A bromance.
You got the personal offer. And you shared that with who?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Steph. I shared it with Steph.
Okay. So you and Steph got money. And yeah. Then Miranda and Amy got money. And then Alyssa took the money, but she didn't share it with, who was her partner for that?
Kim.
So Kim.
But Kim did have 10,000. And I, you know, I might see this her way, maybe in a different world, but Kim did win $10,000 the first episode. So maybe Alyssa
got some money. Yeah.
Right. So maybe Alyssa was like, well, why would I give her $10,000 for then to her have $20,000 when I could have the 20, you know, cause she, so I saw it that way. But then at the same time, it's like, well, just take it and at least tell her.
I think it was more aggravation to Kim not being able to hit a target. That's why she didn't decide to split with her, you know, cause that was unveiled after the whole challenge was over.
Yeah.
You know, who received the personal offer and if you're willing to split it or not. So in her defense, she was probably a little annoyed that she got stuck at the bottom too.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they got partnered up, you know, it's an inevitable thing because we then knew what we were doing, climbing a tree. So, I mean, it could have gone both ways. I could have me and Amy were partners. Imagine me not being a tree climber, you know. Because she's not a tree climber. I know if she needed to, she would. She'd get on up there, but...
I mean, look at Rob and Aaron. Aaron's no tree climber. And Rob was not climbing the tree, so...
I feel like Rob could if he needed to. I wonder if that would have been a defeat for him.
It would have. So I think he trusted his one shot.
His season on the third time he played Survivor... it was funny. So he first played when he was probably like 25, and then he played again when he was probably like 27, and then he played again and he was probably like 30 that time. He just kept playing Survivor, you know. It's just what he
nice
so, nice life.
When he plays right. When he's 30, he's a married man, and he's like, in the first episode, Sandra, who was just on Traitors, she bets him $1 that he won't climb this tree to retrieve a coconut. And he like starts thinking about it. And then he's just like, I'm not going to do it. Like I've got a wife now. It's just like, he would have done it when he was in his 20s.
When he was, yeah. When...
There's the answer to your question.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
He did on the show actually show us how to open a coconut and eat it. So that was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We were sitting there.
Have a lot of coconuts?
A couple. I cracked one myself open, you know, it was a little hard.
What was the best meal that you had on brought out?
There was this thing, I don't know what it was. It was like a stew with like...
Beef stew! That's what it was, beef. I thought it was lamb because that was a whole thing. We all thought it was lamb stew, but it was beef stew. And it was the best thing ever, and I appreciate them. Don't know what it was.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. It hit the spot.
I had like 15 bowls of it before I think a challenge, and it was bad news, but it was delicious. It was the best thing. It was so good, because up until that point they're giving us 6 pieces of chicken for six competitors. So I'm looking towards the gluten free people, like, yo, you're gonna eat that? So I had a nice, you know, big heaping bowl of beef stew, and I was good. I was ready to go.
Yeah, it was so good. And a lot of it, like I said, the food we ate, it was good for you. I didn't feel bloated.
What was the worst meal?
There was some like weird fishes at some point.
Yeah, I don't like fish. So that part. Seafood or
so you're
fish.
Telling me that they like just give you fish and it's like, this is your meal. And if you don't like it.
It was like a fish and chicken on the side. And there was just maybe squash and like some other stuff. It just wasn't the best.
That's rough.
Yeah. I was waiting for the desserts. And sometimes the desserts they're good, but there was like no sugar to them or something.
Yeah. Some days were definitely better than others.
Is there a way around a bad meal? Can you say you have an allergy to fish or something like that?
Yeah. Well, they'll give you snacks.
What happened?
They'll give you snacks.
Yeah. Honestly, they're like, oh, we got this wrap of not fish, but not food. So you just, like the glue, there was a couple of people who like don't eat gluten and some other things. So they would have to like kind of work around them as well. But nothing looked appetizing at that point.
I'm just picturing the casting people for season two. And it's like, they're just like wanting to look for like the like most reasonable people ever. So it's like, oh, you're a vegan. Okay. Go do another show.
Next
year.
I'm pretty reasonable. I told them there's nothing that I won't eat, which was a lot of the food. But I didn't complain. I just didn't eat. I ate gummies and stuff.
No, you know what happened? In the beginning, you're not complaining. Then, like, as, like, the episodes are going on, you become a little bit of a diva. You're like, I'm not eating this.
I know why, too, because I kept thinking they're trying to weigh me down.
That's what happens.
I was like, they're feeding us before lunch. They're feeding us right before a challenge, so they want to feed us. And then they want to take us and swing us around. I was like, nope, I'll eat when I'm done.
Yeah, you become a diva a little bit. And it was actually like sad to, when you think about it. It's funny, but it's like, oh my God, that's who I was acting.
Shut up, man.
You're like, not just you, I'm saying.
Survivor mode. I made him coffee. I made you coffee, okay? Because he couldn't freaking know how to make his own coffee. Him and Amy, I would make them all coffee. And Dawson.
Are you like a Keurig coffee guy? Is that why?
Nah, man.
He doesn't even drink coffee. It's just, it was something to do because.
Nice, beautiful, light and sweet cup of coffee. No Keurig. The Keurig's not my thing, but.
Hey, you drink the black coffee, don't you, Nick?
Light and sweet.
Somebody drank the black coffee. I forget who.
Yeah, probably Rob.
Coffee.
Or yeah, Dawson.
You old Italians drink that, not me.
I'm an espresso kind of person, so.
All right, let's see. What else? Okay, we got like 15 minutes. So.
Oh, I do have a question about last night. Okay, who went first? It was
Rob
and then Amy, right? Why would Rob not choose the personal offer right in his face of $75,000?
He...
Was that a bad case?
He wanted either him or Aaron to be at the bottom too, and that only had two votes. Opposed to seven votes.
75.
So there was no immunity in this episode. Anyone could have gone out. So he's like, I got to face the banker because if I don't face the banker, any of these cats can send me home.
Besides Aaron.
Yeah. And Aaron, we established, Aaron said he wasn't going to do it. We don't think Aaron would do it. Let's see. Nick, how would you... Here's something I'd love to know. I feel like Brooke made a comment about this last week in the recap that she said we really got to see a little more of Nick's personality last week. And it was like, you're a goofy guy. Would you agree with that? That's like a lighthearted, silly, goofy guy.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You came off much more serious at the start of the show.
Yeah, because I mean, in the beginning of the show, I don't want to step on any toes. I'm the biggest guy there. Like, I wasn't even doing push-ups. I was trying to not even look like, that D-bag to people, So I was just trying to, lay low, like, just keep cordial with everybody. And then you get comfortable. And then I'm coming into myself, and I'm just a fun, lighthearted guy. Always want good vibes. There's no reason to be miserable or negative. That's just how I live, So when I see negative energies around me, I don't like to steer towards them. I steer away from them. And then you saw, like you just said, and the latest episodes, I'm joking around all day. I mean, even with Joe, like at first with Joe, it's like, you don't know this guy. Like he comes off as like a big, like, who are you? But then, you got
He's
very close.
Italian also.
Yeah, Italian, like Armenian. He's like not even really Italian.
Yeah, he's like Czech Republic, right? Czechoslovakia?
Yeah, sure.
He's
whatever
got
he
Italian
is.
Last name.
That's what you said to him too when he was like, "Oh, I went to this school," and you're like, "Yeah, sure." And
yeah,
he was like, "Okay, Nick."
No, okay. I gotta say, I went to a D3 school and I transferred to a D1 school. I went to Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I think I heard that.
And this is a very common thing where it's like, I went to D3 school, and the person rattles off the D3 school that they went to, and you're supposed to know. And it's like, bro, that school's like in Nevada. Like,
yeah,
I've never heard of that school. There are like hundreds of D3 schools.
That's why he said that. And I was like, right away, I'm like, don't know what you're talking about, brother. And at first he like looked at me, he was like, I guess he wasn't expecting that, but that's just who I am. I
a
just
little like, sassy.
Yeah, I like to joke. We, you know, back.
I think that's why he was like, "So, Nick, you don't seem like your joking self today," or like when you were up at Temple. So he kind of caught on.
Yeah. So
what's a D3 school? And what's D3?
It's Division III. So there's three divisions: 1, 2, and 3. A lot of it is based on sports and like the size of the school, how much money they fund.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
Division III is not scholarship.
Yeah.
So it's there. Division one is obviously like that's where I mean you live in Florida, like the Gators are D1, but like Pensacola,
FAU,
probably like FAU's D1. I'm saying Pensacola is probably like a D3.
Yeah,
probably.
So D3 is good. Or,
like St. Leo's, you know St. Leo's. D two. Okay. Well, yeah,
D3 is good. D1 is the best of those. D1 is the top level. D3 is good, but there are like hundreds of D3 schools, and mostly D3 schools play primarily in their region of the country, mostly within their conference. There's not a lot of like, you know, maybe D3, like the Carthage basketball team would take one trip to California.
Yeah, like a preseason, like across the country, something little.
Like Thanksgiving around then. And it's like, unless you're actually like going to the, like, were you guys really good, Nick? Did you guys go to the tournament?
Yeah, we actually, my junior year, we lost in overtime in a conference tournament. Senior year, we won.
And I think you're the same age as me. Was this 2016 or
2016? 2016. And we went to Virginia and ended up playing NYU. So it was just like, and they were just monsters and we got slapped. But it was cool. Still cool.
That's cool.
But this has happened to you before, right? Where someone, you mentioned a D3 school, and people are like, oh yeah, I went to this school. And it's like, it's as if it's like the way that if you said, I went to this high school, and then the person says they went to the rival high school.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I just went to, and like it makes, oh, I went to New Trier High School. Oh, you went to Loyola? Oh, that's cool. And it's like, but no, it's like, oh, I went to this random D3 school in West Virginia. Like, and it's like, I did this too, like Joe did. And it's just like, there's, I don't know.
Yeah, so I had practice with that rebuttal many a time, so it was easy.
I don't know what that is, but that's cool.
Sounds good, Joe. No,
Miranda,
but Amy.
You got a good question for Nick? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Amy got that personal offer, though. Since we just spoke about that.
And right, like no one's, that's, I mean, first of all.
They brushed under the rug.
Right. $75,000, hairs, anything. She's not even up against the Temple banker getting a personal offer. She walked up there, grabbed it up, that's me. And then she won, I don't know, immunity, but she was able to see
who could play,
pick who goes up against the banker. To me, isn't that, did anyone think that was not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, why didn't no one else go for that?
Nobody, I mean, she was second, but nobody even spoke about it. Like, people were asking, like, texting me, did Amy get 75 grand? I'm like, yeah. And, like, they just weren't boasting it, you know?
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't even realize that.
It was on the suitcase. Yeah, they don't really talk about it too much. It's just.
At all.
They don't really try to publicize it, I guess. And it might be for the protection of us. I don't know.
It was because they were focused on the bromance of Rob and Aaron. So they didn't care about what was happening.
Well, Amy got $75,000, guys.
So now she's got to give you the 10 back that you offered to split with her.
Oh, no. She earned that 10. And
she
like
gave me it.
Okay. Yeah, for a wedding gift, right?
She better. She knows where I'm at.
She does. Yeah, we're trying to make sure she goes, but we'll see.
Nick, what's something that we didn't see that you were surprised was not shown or you think would have made a lot of sense to show to add to the story?
To my story, the whole, so this is one that's, that like doesn't eat at me. It's just like, cause they just show me wanting to take out Rob. Like, oh, why you want to take out Rob? He, you know, didn't do anything to you, blah, 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 blah. But during the challenge right before I got eliminated, where we were battling it out for the top spot, the top rope. And yeah. Like he brushed it off as if, oh, he let it go. I just let it go. And, you know, everybody was safe. Let's just say I don't think he thought everybody was safe and he really wanted the top spot, but he just, you know, it just didn't work out for him. So they're making me look like a bad guy kind of, cause I was just going to get Rob out for no reason. Meanwhile, the whole thing's happened on the other side of the screen, you know, but obviously the edits are the edits. And they're just like, why would you take out Rob? And it's like, why wouldn't I take out Rob? He was the biggest competitor there for me as well. So, but it's just like little things, but you can't let it bother you. That's another thing. And then just how they just make the Night Owls look like super bullies and meanies and this and that. We're making fun of how people look. It's like, where, what are you watching? I really want to like know what these people are really watching, because if we're coming off as bullies, then there's like no hope for this future or like the rest of the people in this world that we're bullies to you. You know, yeah. If you think nothing else is going on the other side of camp, nobody like Rob and Aaron and Alyssa, and they're not scheming, they're not planning, they're not doing other strategies. They're just sitting on the beach enjoying the sun. They really think that's what's happening, and we're just sitting there being mean bullies. That's the one thing that annoys me. But they need a story to tell, and people are eating it up. And honestly, it's funny. It makes me laugh.
Well, I see a lot of Rob fans reverting back to not wanting to be Rob fans. So, I mean, people still love Aaron, but I definitely see some people.
I mean, people are turning on Aaron now. It's kind of crazy.
I got to say, Rob's fans are probably the most loyal fans I've ever seen. Last night when Aaron was doing his little, you know, flip-flop listening to Steph, I don't know if I'm going to take him out or not. You had to see the uproar on social media.
The Twitter
before he even made his decision, before anything even happened. I'm like, these people, they're ride or die. They're like, we hate Aaron. I'm like, he didn't even make a decision. That was your man. And that show's not over. That's crazy to me how much of a fan base Rob really has. And it's pretty cool. You know, that's like powerful.
Yeah, if he says strike, they all strike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he would condole it at the same time. I mean, the things people are saying, but, you know, Rob understands and game's game. Yeah. Again, this was back in October.
True. Funny shit.
I want to rewind to something that we briefly touched on earlier, which was I thought was very, very interesting that Stephanie brought up on her Twitter spaces last night with Kim. They were talking about the episode. And on Survivor, I know both you guys haven't watched a ton, but on one of the seasons of Survivor, Rob implemented something called the buddy system, where basically everybody has to team up. It's like, so there were six people in the alliance. Each person has a buddy. You got to be with a buddy at all times. And it was his way of control to make sure that nobody crossed over to the other side and flipped and rocked the boat. So Steph said that the Night Owls implemented the buddy system and turned it on him in that episode that you went out in, Nick, because she said that you guys had made up a lie and said that she was going to be the one playing the banker. And she was paranoid about Rob getting in Nick's head. And instead, Rob was all over Stephanie all of that night, trying to like do everything he could to get her to potentially, you know, do something that would be in his best interest.
Yeah, because that's how
a brilliant plan.
That's how it went. Whenever someone was basically going up against the banker, and we all knew they would get hounded if you, especially if you were like in jeopardy, you know? So we kept a low key. And I was cool with Rob, you know, we never showed our cards, you know, but we did it like that. He told Steph was playing, because who wants to get badgered? And like, I just, at that point, like, my mind's not getting changed. So is this going to be an uncomfortable situation, uncomfortable conversation we're going to have? I got to lie to you even more. Like, so we kept it like that. Steph was playing, and then she, like I said, she lied to me for no reason, because that was the plan. So that's why watching it, I'm like, why would you lie? The plan was the plan, and it was to perfection.
I don't think, Nick, she realized you were going to say anything. And because you said something, that's what initiated
True.
Rob, and then Rob initiated Steph. So because you said something, yeah. So,
well, she says that because that was why Rob said something, was because it was like, oh my gosh, now I got to say something to Nick, because I didn't get a chance to talk to him all afternoon.
Yeah, and Nick's like saying, because I heard my name was thrown under the bus, and looked straight at Rob. And Rob's like, whoa, no, I never.
You got to realize that for me at that point, it's me and him. So I'm gone regardless, or he's gone regardless. So I'm telling him my name's being thrown out there. At least he has an inkling of why that's the case, that he would be going home. Whether he said it or not, on camera or not, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he got really nice at table.
It was a great plan, but at the same time, do you think that Stephanie was just kind of like overly paranoid that the fact of, like, you weren't going to rock the boat at all. You were going to get Rob out.
Yeah.
You just kind of were like, this is kind of nice. I'm not going to have Rob bothering me all afternoon.
Yeah. That's basically what it was. Like, you're going in, you're anxious. You think your thoughts are racing through your head. So who wants to be bothered with more of just, it's kind of at that point, useless conversation. Like, we're going to try to do this. Oh, keep me. If you keep me, we'll do this. You don't know who's telling the truth at that point. I made my mind and I was sticking with it. So that's why it was basically, that was a blessing for me. I didn't have to deal with the whole do this for me, I'll do this for you talk.
Oh, I hated that. That all starts with
him. Well, you don't like strategy, so that adds up.
Well, it's the thing is, like, you know, you just know when you know. When you know you're going to trust that person, like with Amy and Nick, like, yeah, we talked about it at first, but, you know, you just saw the things, little tiny details that you just knew that they were for you. And you don't really have to talk too much. I mean, of course, we had to get our things aligned. But then at the same time, you know, you make an alliance with one person and you go into a challenge and, you know, that person isn't the best at the challenge. Let's say I don't want to choose that person to be on my team. That might create some animosity and they might be like, why didn't you choose me? And it's just like, I like you, but I just don't think you're the best person for this challenge. So it's just, it was hard to be like, let's make an alliance with, you know, as soon as you get to camp, when you haven't seen anybody kind of do any challenges.
Miranda, do you have anything else for Nick?
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Nick, you know, I know you've said it to many people. The next show you would like to be on would be what?
Oh, man. Being a kid watching reality TV my whole life, been a huge fan of The Challenge on MTV.
Oh.
You know, I feel like that's right up my alley. You know, I got the personality. I got the physicality, the mentality. Wow. You see that? I'm like an artist now, too. You know, beautiful. But definitely MTV The Challenge would be, you know, I think that would
be perfect. You're an MTV reality fan, like Real World and The Challenge.
Yeah.
Like those and the Jersey shows, Shore. Like Next and Room Raiders and all those.
Oh, big time.
Be epic. I would love to be on Challenge, too. But there's this new show coming. Maybe. We're just going to say maybe. Let's say this show has done so well that they're thinking about bringing back other shows like Fear Factor with, like, kind of different challenges. That would be kind of cool. I wouldn't mind being another cast for season one of something else.
Yeah, it's cool. Definitely, it's cool. Fear Factor, I don't know. I think I'm done with all that fear stuff.
You know, I mean, maybe drowning in a car or something.
Yeah.
Nick, what's the GOAT season of The Real World?
I don't know the exact season, but I'll tell you the GOAT moment ever of the challenge.
Yeah.
when CT backpacked Johnny Bananas and slammed him through the barrel.
Oh, I
and also, yeah, you know, when he just went buck wild. And what was his name? What was his the one he beat up? He punched in the face, a little guy. Dave, I think his name.
Oh, Adam, right?
Adam. And then that season also of the challenge was great. Rivals, when they were teammates and they had the challenge where they got eliminated and they had to run through the just a mud X, and they would, and CT was like,
choo-choo. It was like a gigantic hall brawl.
Yeah, it was that
like mosh pit.
Oh, I just like relived those moments in my head. I think he's the GOAT of all time, you know, the greatest of all time. And he obviously won Traitors, you know, to add to his resume. So just watching it, whatever thing he's on is kind of the best season to me.
Okay. So you're probably a big fan of, when did he get his first win? I'm trying to remember. When did CT win his first one? He won. We got to go through it.
Took him a while.
Yeah, it took him a while. He won that one season that was the one where they all had like the oasis and they got into the house, like when they get to the mansion.
Yeah.
That was the one where all of them came in the middle of the season, all the champions. I can't remember that season.
I forget. There's so many.
He had won that one before that because that was one with all the champions. So what was it?
Oh my God, I can't even remember.
It wasn't. He didn't win any of the rival seasons. No, Rivals 2. He won Rivals
2. Did he win Rivals 2? Oh, yeah, well, yes.
That was their first win. That was his first win.
Well, that's freaking...
You know what's another great challenge?
Dynamic duo.
When Kenny was, like, carrying Wes on the final.
Oh, my God. Dude. I think Wes is great, though. I love Wes. I love how he's, like, the greatest swimmer, I think, in, like, the whole challenge history. And then he, like, focuses on that. So watching him, you know, struggle a little bit is pretty funny because he prides himself on being good at everything.
All right, Nick, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or bring up before we say goodbye for now?
What's your thoughts on Jordan, though? We've been talking. I just want to know what you think about Jordan really quickly because we talk about everyone else.
She's playing the game very well. I think she's doing a great job of just staying away from the drama on both sides, you know, but then at the same time, she's kind of stirring up some drama, especially in the edits, you know, like she's going back to the confessionals and talking about the Night Owls. She's talking about how we're bullies, but then she's hanging out with the Night Owls and then going to Rob and kind of like a double agent, triple agent. So it's like right now she's playing smart. Don't get me wrong. She's playing smart, but like, as a Night Owl, you got to watch out for her.
Yeah. I mean, so she's basically a triple threat.
It's you were DiCaprio and she was Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And then Boston Rob was Jack Nicholson.
What a crew.
And then Aaron is just one of those other like guys like Fitzy or whatever.
Yeah.
You got to watch this movie, Miranda. It's so good.
Yeah, Miranda.
What is this that we're talking about?
This is Christina? The Departed.
The Departed.
It's very much a guy movie, but you grew up with brothers.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Okay, I got it. I'll do it.
All right, Nick, tell us about who we've got behind you, by the way. I should have asked at the very beginning. I know everyone would love to know. What on earth is this? Yeah, what is that?
Sorry, I was
hiding. It's a schmuck. It's a schmuck.
That's Big Nick. That's Big Nick Energy. Big Wick Nick. You know, cardboard cutout. When we were leaving for the show, I didn't want my fiance to be all alone.
Oh yeah.
So I ordered her, you know, a beautiful life sized cardboard cutout of myself to keep her cozy at night for while we were gone. And you know, it's still here till this day, and you know, it's a nice addition to the house.
They do the cutest things too. Like when she went on her bachelorette party, she had like tattoos of him on her. She had like a whole blow up doll with
his. Oh, yeah. I had no parts of that, but that was
very creative.
So Nick, are you going to send me one of those for my studio back home?
Oh yeah. 100%. I might send you this one because it might have overstayed its welcome soon, but you might get this one.
Burn that thing.
No way. Never. That's limited edition. First edition.
All right. Well, he is Big Wick Nick. He's on Instagram at Nicky G. Is there anything else, Nick? Anything else to plug or promote?
Yeah, I just dropped in a website, you know, I dropped a little workout plan. People have been asking me what I did to, you know, get ready for the show, to get in shape for the show. So I dropped Nick's King of the Jungle workout plan on my official website, where you could also purchase one of these guys. But, you know, just all fun, and it's all fun. And if you want to support, the link is in my Instagram bio, official nickgrassoshop.com. So give it a look if you guys can. So thanks for supporting me throughout this journey.
He's got a workout video also.
They do a little workout video. More of those to come. More of those to come for sure.
A little workout.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Jack, thanks for having me. Miranda, good seeing you.
Good seeing you too. I'll see you in Italy, buddy.
See you soon.
Well, folks, that concludes this edition of Deal or No Deal Island Insiders. Was a lot of fun sinking our teeth into all of that. Hearing a little bit more of the living conditions on the show. What do they eat? Where do they sleep? Who is in what tent? Getting thoughts on everything Deal or No Deal Island. It was great to have Nick on here with us. Miranda and I will be back once again next week with a different cast member joining us. That will be a lot of fun. In addition to that, we'll also have an exit interview and a recap of episode 11. We only got 2 episodes left, so make sure you guys are all subscribed to the Jack Vita Show here on YouTube so that you don't miss out on all of the content we have coming out. You know, exit interviews, recaps, insiders. About 80% of you guys that watch are subscribed, are not subscribed. So what are you doing? Make sure that you hit subscribe so you don't miss out on all of our coverage throughout the season. You can follow me on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. It is at Jack Vita Show. And until next time, I'm Jack Vita, bringing the dance to the lobsters.